When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Burden that is upon my heart today is enshrined in the words of 1 John, 2nd chapter, 6th verse. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk as he walked. So to walk as he walked. I do not know how you characterize your present walk. The duties of the day keep us very busy, and we have to accomplish these duties, make for normal life. In the midst of that, we have to stop and say, am I walking as Jesus walked? You know, when I read in one of these earlier magazines about the little boy, the shoeshine boy, who became the favorite shoeshine of a businessman because he would do his work so well. So one day the businessman asked him, hey, what makes you to shine my shoes so well? The boy looked up and he said, sir, I want to black or shine your shoe like it was the shoe of Jesus Christ, like I was polishing the shoe of Jesus Christ. And the businessman could not forget this. And he turned to the Bible and began to study the Word of God and turned to Christ. So how much depends upon our doing things for Jesus and like Jesus? But, you know, there is a lot of history behind us also. There is some baggage that we all carry. It's not the best baggage. If you turn to 1 Kings, the 15th chapter, 1 Kings 15 chapter, and the 3rd verse, it says here, and he walked. You know, this speaks about the king Abijam. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, reigned Abijam over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father. Look at this. He walked in all the sins of his father. So, what a responsibility rests upon fathers. I see a line of descent. Those traits that were in the grandfather are now to be found in the grandson. If they were positive traits and powerful traits, then it would be wonderful. But very often it is the negative side. Here he says, he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. All right. Is there any sensible, loving father who says, I want my children to walk in all my sins and failures? I suppose I cannot find any such sane father. Any sane father would say, oh no, let my sons leave my sins alone. Let them not touch my weaknesses. Let them be strong where I was weak. But that doesn't happen. That is wishful thinking. Let them be victorious where I was defeated. No, that doesn't happen. The Bible records of this king. He walked in all the sins of his father. How terrible, how terrible. You see, there are some sins which are not visible. See, nobody actually has an opportunity to even see them because they are inner sins and weaknesses which cripple the soul. And do you want to inject such crippling factors into otherwise beautiful and wonderful children? It's terrible. But that is how the Bible characterizes and carefully records history of these kings of Israel and Judah. If you turn to the 14th chapter and 7 to 9, here is this prophet telling the queen, go tell Jeroboam, that's your husband, the first king of Israel, after Judah and Israel split. Go tell Jeroboam, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, for as much as I exalted you from among the people and made you prince over my people Israel, and rent the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it you, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments and who followed me with all his heart to do that only which was right in my eyes. I gave you the kingdom of David, but you have not been like David. You see, he kept my commandments. 9th verse, thou hast done evil above all that were before you, for thou hast gone and made you other gods and molten images to provoke me to anger, and has cast me behind your back. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and cut off from Jeroboam him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam, as a man taketh away dung, till it be all gone. Think of that. Your sins have made your family like dung before me. And now, my dear friends, while all of us are for extolling the virtues of our families, we have to be factual. we have to be real in terms of the record. You see, we can't change the record, can we? We are absent in a class, you're marked absent. Absent from work, you're marked absent. That's the record. Here, a father sins, leaves his family like dung, which has to be removed. And this is the sentence of God. You know, we must discern if there are parts of us which are characterized by God as dung. I count them as dung, says St. Paul. You see, some of his great accomplishments of the past compared to the light which Jesus gave him, he says, oh, that's dung. But here, there is a different context and there is a different weight placed upon the record which is handed over to a son, to a child, in a family. You know, my dear friends, in the 15th chapter also, we have the 25th and 26th verses. Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, this followed, you see, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father. Look at that. And in his sin, wherewith he made Israel to sin. You see, we cannot get away from the fact that our influence makes other people lax morally, spiritually. Let us pray. Loving Father, we confess that we do not walk like Jesus. I certainly don't walk like Jesus. Oh, my Father, not to give you just lip service, let us walk as he walked. Teach us to walk not only today but through the week as you walked, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.